Good morning. This is Word Made Flesh, the radio ministry of Neighbors of Hope. We'll share struggles and triumphs and how through the Word, everyone can experience the loving and healing reality of Christ's compassion. Now here's the Neighbors of Hope Executive Director, Pastor Stephen Palmer, with this week's Word.
Well, good morning, gentlemen. Welcome to this week's edition of Word Made Flesh. How are we doing?
Very good.
Morning. Oh, come on. It's a day after Mark's graduation from our one-year life change program. We ought to be a little more celebratory than that. Come on, Mark, give us a hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh.
Congratulations.
Okay, congratulations, Mark.
Thank you.
Yeah, I kind of put you on the spot there. Yeah. There's just, I don't know, 15, 17,000 people listening. Okay. So, Mark, as a new graduate, you had the honors of selecting a scripture for this week's edition, Word Made Flesh, and you selected
2 Corinthians 5. Ministry of Reconciliation.
So Paul's writing to his second letter to the people of Corinth, all right, chapter 5, the Ministry of Reconciliation. All right? I think we're going to look at verses 11 through 21. So I think, Eric, you said you would be more than gracious to read that for us?
Sure. Since then we know what it is to fear the Lord, we try to persuade men. What we are is plain to God, and I hope it is also plain to your conscience. We are not trying to commend ourselves to you again, but are giving you an opportunity to take pride in us, so that you can answer those who take pride in what is seen, rather than what is in the heart. If we are out of our mind, it is for the sake of God. If we are in our right mind, it is for you. For Christ's love compels us, because we are convinced that one died for all, and therefore all died, and he died for all, and those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and was raised again. So from now we regard no one from a worldly point of view. Though we once regarded Christ in this way, we do so no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old is gone, the new has come. All this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. That God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting men's sins against them, and he has committed to us the message of reconciliation. We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God.
All right, thank you. Opening comments, questions?
I chose the scripture, the Ministry of Reconciliation, because I've been in the process of my own personal reconciliation with God for the past 16 months or so. It's been a year in the Life Change program, probably about 4.5 months in the Fresh Start Homeless program. I became a believer last July. But the reconciliation thing, it's a new decision every morning I find. It's a new task, really. Because I'm always every good day I have, there's this temptation to get comfortable, to relax. And in my own personal history, when I want to relax, that's when the old comes back and the new goes. So
kind of you relax, you let your guard down, and mm-hmm. We're not staying alert, awake, on guard.
Like I deserve a rest now. I've been working so hard. You know, what's wrong with isolating again?
So overcoming the temptation is your kind of experience now with the reconciliation, trying mm-hmm. to reconcile the God calling.
This is the first
current time status of temptation.
The first time I've ever accomplished anything. Like I didn't accomplish it. I just wrote a tsunami of grace, and I just made it.
So let's back it up. I mean, where Paul starts out here writing, you know, look at this is not something I chose to do. All right? I mean, God chose me. I didn't choose God. All right? Which ought to be true for all Christians. Mm-hmm. If we're going to recognize what you say is grace, then where's that grace come from? And so really, our response to grace is our response to the God calling. And so we call it vocation. Right? And Paul starts there. Well, I mean, what does that mean for you? In the sense of, if you're gonna go backwards, if you're gonna go back to your isolation, or if you're gonna get relaxed or anything like that, what we're really saying is I am rejecting my calling. Well, then what else would you expect? Right? Except for to fall into temptation. Right. But he goes on and says, now with the calling, I mean, this is, I've been called by God's will. And so I am entrusted with this ministry of reconciliation, he calls it. Right. I think it's important we also realize that Paul's couching this in military terms. Right? It's antithetical to how Rome reconciles. It's antithetical to how we may think. I mean, usually every month you get your bank statement. Right, and you reconcile your account, right? You even it out, right? So it balances. There's this balance, right? In a Roman occupied territory, reconciliation was by the sword. It was militarism, and we've studied this before, right? Materialism and militarism seems to be the way of the world, right? And here Paul's going to say, look at, he's reconciled the world, which seems to be right currently being dominated by a reconciliation of militarism, right? The domination system we've talked about before. So what is the ministry of reconciliation Paul's talking about then? And he's trying to say that no, the true ministry of reconciliation, the true path, the true way of reconciliation is
through Christ,
which is another way of saying, What does Christ do? I mean, even upon the cross.
Through death.
Yeah. All right, but death is an expression of?
Sacrifice himself.
Yeah, which is an expression of?
Love.
Yeah, there you go, it's love. Love is the ministry. Love is greater than militarism. Love is greater than materialism. Love is greater than the domination force. Or, right, domination system. Love is what was most fully revealed as reconciliation on the cross. And we've been called by God, endowed with grace, to do what? Love. If we fail to love, then have we not let our guard down? Have we not relaxed ourselves? Because let's be honest, you know, sometimes loving your enemy, loving your neighbor, even loving God is hard work. Sometimes it's a whole lot easier to pick up a sword and just stab the person next to you, you know, or pick up a club, beat them over the head, you know, or in here, right? You put 20 men in a house. I mean, we're, you know, rhubarb gets rubbed, and there's going to be some friction, right? And it might be awful tempting to go pack your stuff and head out of here, as opposed to how do you love them? Now, sometimes we would rightly say in here, I mean, the best act of love we can give some individuals is respect their decision. And so we'll say, all right, you got to go. I mean, say no. I mean, parents do that with the children all the time. Right? No, you can't. You cannot play with a ball in the street. Right? No, you can't do that. You can't play with a Drano under the counter. Oh, of course not. And we say no because we love them. All right, so at times the ministry of reconciliation includes that. Okay, I've kind of gave a little overview on what's happening here. What's some of your feedback?
I don't really got much feedback today. I'm in 20s is what sticks out with me all the time. This verse is that it says, be therefore ambassadors of Christ, you know, like representative. So I came across a quote, there's a preacher on text, and it says, a Christian is somebody whose life makes it easy to believe in God. They're a representative. And even since day, I struggle with that. That's work to me. You know, I might not always say something that looks like a representation of Christ or ambassador. Maybe I'm going to do something. But for me, I guess it's football season, so I'll say it again like that. Even the failures along the walk, you need those interceptions to get the touchdown. And I think people need to see that, the times that you are going through your journey and you might not quite make it right, you know, because we all mess up, but yeah, that's just a big thing to me. That's a struggle sometimes, you know, because it's kind of hard not to look like what everybody else is doing. It's real easy to fall back into panels, like he said something about isolating. It could be maybe the way you dress, maybe the way you talk, who you hang out with, you start blending back into the crowd sometimes, and I think that's a fight to kind of break away and keep being this representation, this reconciliation. Like, my life should be that. It should be, I'm seeing the whole thing should be a walking, breathing thing. Like, okay, here was the drugs, and here's now. And even like last week, somebody else, but he's better than he was last week at this. You see, so it should be that's the hope. That's the inspiration. I think that's what it needs to be. And to me, that's the work. You constantly got to be on, you know. Because we all have that nature in us. It's real easy. There's always going to be a fight. And as you get along, the fight gets lesser, but then things are thrown in your path, and it's always going to be a struggle to wrestle. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't think the work ever stops. You know, so it's always, once you have that identity, what you are, you know, you claim this, then that's when the opposition comes. That's when it gets hard. And when you're really on to something, well, that's when it really hits. Because you're on that path. You're heading the right way, so something's trying to knock you off. Somebody or whatever, you know.
Yeah, and probably 100% correct. The verse 14. Can you read that for me real quick?
For Christ's love compels us, because we are convinced that one died for all, and therefore all died.
Okay, and that's the challenge you're talking about. Love is what compels us. That's what this is. The ministry of reconciliation is really a life of loving, right? God and neighbor. Christ died for us, therefore we must die too. And if we are ruthlessly honest with ourselves, there are times I don't want to die right now. And I don't necessarily mean a physical death. You know, no, I want to hold a grudge. I don't want to forgive. Play with these type of things. I don't want to grow anymore. Right? I want to relax. I want to isolate. You know, those type of temptations. He's like, no, we have to die. So that would be consistent with what Paul says, like in Romans, right, and elsewhere. So in all aspects of this, needs to be a ministry of reconciliation, loving God, loving neighbor, as well as creation. But that's a challenge. I mean, we're called to die too. If we're going to be ambassadors, if we're going to be representatives of Christ, we too, like Christ, have died to a lot of things that have no place in a ministry of reconciliation.
That's exactly what it made me think about when you were talking about it's easier sometimes to kill the person instead of love the person or what have you. And I was thinking about like the internal, you know, I really in the last 6 months have been rereading this love your neighbor as yourself. And as yourself has been taking on a whole new meaning for me. Like love you. Love the you that God created and not the you that you thought you were, or not the you that, the selfish you that comes out.
Which begs a whole other question, you know, how we, isn't it difficult to love the neighbor if you don't even love you?
Correct. Yeah.
You can't give away something you don't have. Mm-hmm. All right. Anybody else got any thoughts? Well, once again, Mark, congratulations on your graduation from our one-year life change program. We're looking forward to the next season of your life that God has in store, and we're glad to be a part of that. And gentlemen, I thank you for all your responses to Paul's writing in 2 Corinthians here. And so until we meet again, may God's grace, peace, love, and joy be with you always.
Thank you for listening to Word Made Flesh. Neighbors of Hope brings people hope through a comprehensive suite of Christ-centered programs that include the Men's Ministry, Blessings and More Resale Store, our Third Day Farm Project, Fishes and Loaves Food Pantry, and of course our radio ministry, Word Made Flesh. We're also in the process of establishing a Women's and Children's Transitional Housing Program. Find out how you can become a Neighbor of Hope at neighborsofhope.com. And please join us again next Sunday morning for Word Made Flesh.